Welcome to Retire Mentorship. My name is Freeman Lindy, Certified Financial Planner, and I am your host. Today, we are looking at Chapter 3 of my book, 3D Retirement Income, because once again, I still have not created any new content because I ran out of time with tax season. So, if you missed the last 2 weeks of the podcast, if you're just coming back from a hiatus, we did do Chapters 1 2 weeks ago and Chapter 2 last week. We'll just do the first three, and then we'll be back to new content. If you like this, right, this is your first experience to the book, remember, we'll send you the rest of the book, the rest of the audiobook even, for you to listen to the rest of it absolutely for free if you join us at retiremembership.com. Or you can order retirementorship.com and click on the link in the top. And hopefully, if you've already read the book, this is a good refresher for you. So, right, without further ado, Chapter 3 of my book, 3D Retirement Income. Chapter 3. Diversion, income that flexes better than the stock market. Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. Mike Tyson. It was a beautiful Sunday afternoon. The sun was shining, and a cool breeze rustled the autumn leaves, creating a kaleidoscope of yellows, oranges, and reds. There was nothing substantial happening in the world, no breaking news of any crisis or political scandal. It was a peaceful end to a peaceful weekend. The tranquil season was about to be shattered. Tens of thousands of Americans were set to retire at the end of the year, with millions more not far behind. Everything was on track. Everything was looking good. It was a hopeful season. Little did they know that the bottom was about to fall out of their retirement. Life doesn't happen in a straight line. It ebbs and flows, climbing peaks and winding through valleys. While days and weeks may feel routine, looking back at years and decades reveals that life varies substantially. Your retirement income must also vary. Life will change, and so will your expenses. We need an income that can be flexible. We've established that we need an income that rises faster than the cost of living. We've also realized that we will likely have an income that outlives us if we achieve this rising income. We also need one that can flex better than whatever life can throw at us. Primarily, we need an income that can flex better than the stock market. Before we explore why our income must outflex the market, let's highlight a few other areas we will need to bend on. They start with our variable expenses. Unexpected expenses. We've experienced them our whole working lives. The surprise costs, unforeseen charges, and unexpected expenses. The transmission goes out in a vehicle approaching 120,000 miles. A medical emergency shows us just how high that high deductible really is when we must pay all of it. We find water damage in the basement that isn't covered by our insurance. What do we do when this happens? We work a little overtime, cut back on our Roth IRA contributions, or buckle down, cut lifestyle, and pay for it. We have options while working because, well, we're working. These expenses continue in retirement. You still have cars that break down and home repairs that crop up. Moreover, as you age, you must deal with the ever-increasing threat of substantial medical costs. These are unexpected expenses that we must expect. We know they will happen. We simply don't know the timing. They're not a matter of if, but when. This side of the equation does not change, but something does change when we retire. Not the expenses, but our ability to handle them. You cannot work any overtime when you're retired. You cannot reduce retirement contributions temporarily. There will be no annual performance bonus or company raise. Your nest egg and the retirement income it produces must handle the expected expenses and the unexpected ones. Once again, we must evaluate how traditional, safe retirement strategies fail us in this dimension. Fixed income fails. If your retirement portfolio is entirely or mostly fixed income, you have difficulty adapting to these variable expenses. Especially in low interest rate environments, the interest income that these portfolios kick out simply cannot handle a significant spike on the expense side. When your portfolio barely produced enough income for you to live on last year, let alone covering the increasing prices this year, how can you cover an additional expense? How will you come up with the $10,000 to cover your deductible for that procedure? How are you going to replace this vehicle? You don't have all the options you had when you were working. Effectively, you now have two options, sell or cut. You can dig into principal. You can sell off some of your fixed income portfolio to generate the cash now to pay the expense. We already saw what happens when we start doing that. You're reducing your ability to generate interest income for next year, and it starts a cycle of depleting your nest egg. cue your nest egg compounding downward while your expenses compound upward. Indeed, it is the unexpected expense that so often initiates the vicious cycle. The initial calculation of your fixed income retirement portfolio may have produced enough income to cover your expenses plus inflation, but didn't correctly account for all these unforeseen ills. Or perhaps you thought that you could get away with a little extra withdrawal, just this once, to remodel your kitchen. You've always wanted it, and things seem to be going well. Then you were hit with Murphy's trifecta: a medical emergency, a vehicle breakdown, and property damage all in the same year. Those simultaneous withdrawals start the deadly spiral. The second option is to cut back on your lifestyle to pay the expenses. Skip Christmas gifts for the grandkids, cancel the trip with friends, rain check on those dates with your spouse. Romance and retirement is overrated anyway, right? Both options are unacceptable, especially when you have chosen to limit yourself to these options. The choice is yours, now, whether you want these to be your only options down the road. Fixed income does not generate enough growth to divert from plan A. There isn't enough margin between the fixed income growth and the expenses. Your fixed income can't flex with the expenses or roll with the punches. We need something better. Annuities, rigid income. As bad as fixed income is at flexing with life's largest expenses, annuities are much worse. They completely fail this dimension by definition. Annuities take a sum of money that could be turned into a flexible 3D retirement income and instead turn it into a rigid and brittle series of payments. Perhaps your annuity pays you $1,000 per month. On top of your $3,200 in Social Security, you can live on that until the $10,000 expense comes. Then what? Mr. Annuity, can I have an extra 10 grand this year, please?
No! Here's your $1,000. No more till next month.
But I need that for my regular expenses. This one was unexpected. I need more, just this once.
Not my problem. I guess you should have thought of that before you gave me so much money.
If you think it's bad now, wait until 10 to 20 years down the road when the expected expenses have doubled and the annuity income is still the same. Flat income amid rising costs mean rising variable costs too, with no way to get additional money from the annuity. You might argue that certainly not all of your nest egg will be in the annuity. It's not suitable. Financial rep isn't even allowed to sell you an annuity that demands all of your retirement portfolio. This is undoubtedly true. You would likely have another bucket of money to pull from to cover these irregular expenses. But life doesn't happen in a vacuum, and the dimensions don't work in isolation. They work in concert, either for you or against you. In this case, because your annuity income is rigid, you must cover these variable expenses entirely with your other money. These significant expenses will begin chipping away at that money more and more as the years go by. Why? Because your annuity is flat income amid rising costs, and the other money will need to bear all that increased burden of these expenses. More likely than not, it will not be able to handle it in your second and third decade of retirement. It is often these entirely expected, unexpected expenses that deplete our other reserves. And that happens faster and faster as the flat income can pull less and less of its weight. You may be thinking that I'm getting repetitive. Yes, it takes hearing a concept more than once for it to sink in. More on that later. There's one last ineffective method we ought to discuss. A permanent drain. Many readers of this book own permanent life insurance. Many more, unless convinced otherwise, will eventually buy it. And virtually all will be solicited to buy it at some point. There's a couple of ways permanent life insurance fails the diversion dimension. First, if you are still paying for your policy, it becomes a permanent drain on your portfolio. Most permanent policies have permanent premiums. You have coverage for life because you pay on it for life. These are typically not cheap policies, and you have one more cost that is sucking up your regular retirement income. Thus, the squeeze on your retirement portfolio by unexpected expenses is exacerbated by this cost. Permanent life insurance is expensive to drop. It can take anywhere from 10 to 25 years for the cash value on a good policy to break even with the premiums paid into it. This means that if you drop the policy before that point, you'll lose the difference. It doesn't feel good to realize you've paid $40,000 into an investment only to get $12,000 back. That loss can trigger the sunk cost fallacy. We don't want to lose the money, so we keep putting more money into it, hoping it will magically turn into a good decision. But putting more money into a bad product doesn't make it good, and trying to maintain the premiums may cause you to need to cut other areas of your life to pay for the unexpected expenses. But let's say that you have a paid-up policy, one that you no longer need to pay premiums on. Or perhaps you are very far into the policy and have substantial cash value available to use. Wouldn't that be a good thing, since you have another bucket of money to pull from for unexpected expenses? Here's the problem with permanent life insurance. It's a terrible fixed income investment. Not only are its returns worse than many other forms of fixed income, using that money costs you money. There are two ways to get money out of a permanent life insurance policy: partial surrenders and policy loans. You can partially surrender most policies. That means that you can reduce the face amount, or the death benefit, to pull cash out of the policy. You cannot put the money back into the policy if you do this. And of course, lowering the death benefit defeats the purpose of the policy anyway. If you didn't want the death benefit, you shouldn't have bought the policy. While this option exists, it's not the most common way to get cash. Policy loans are the preferred way of getting money out of a policy. With these, you don't withdraw the money, but instead you borrow money from the insurance company using your cash value as collateral. That way, your death benefit stays intact, and you can pay back the loan whenever you want, thus returning the cash to the policy. But, as the term loan implies, you pay interest to the insurance company for the privilege of borrowing your own money. The interest rates vary by company and depending on what the prime rate is, but they are currently 5 to 8%. You could be paying 8% per year to use your own money. Let that sink in a minute. You pay 8% interest on your money. 8% in a time when interest rates on a home equity line of credit are 2 to 4%. If you want to borrow money, and I'm not saying you should borrow elsewhere. Those are terrible rates. And when the cash value is only going to grow at long-term rates of 4%, every year you keep money out of the policy, you are undoing 2 years of growth. No other fixed income investment does that. When you sell bond funds to raise cash, you simply miss out on future interest. It doesn't cost you money to get that cash. So no, permanent life insurance doesn't give you flexibility in retirement. It just gives you expenses to use it, and likely an ongoing expense to pay for it that reduces the flexibility of your other retirement resources. Permanent life insurance is very popular, primarily because it is so profitable for companies and their sales representatives to sell it. There is so much more that can and should be said about it, but we don't have time. I have another book coming called Permanent Problem, in which I'll go into greater detail about the pros and cons of permanent life insurance, mostly cons. If you or someone you love has been sold permanent life insurance, you need to read this book. It may be available by the time you're reading this, so you can check on the status at permanentproblem.com. If the book is not yet available, you need to talk to a fee-only fiduciary financial planner about it as soon as possible. You will likely pay more in premiums between now and when you finally get the book than it will cost you to pay for a financial plan. More on finding a fiduciary later in this book. Be sure to talk to someone before you cancel any insurance policies or surrender any annuities. We are talking about average annuities and average life insurance policies in these cases. What you should do with yours depends on your specific set of circumstances. A fiduciary financial planner can direct you. Unexpected expenses become the downfall of many fixed income strategies, and certainly of annuities and permanent life insurance. To cope with these expenses, we need a retirement income that flexes. We need the ability to divert from one plan to another as life changes. And while life may throw some bizarre twists at us, nothing is more volatile than the stock market. And if we're going to succeed, we need an income that flexes better. Better than the stock market. The three common strategies sold to retirees fail on all three dimensions. Fixed income, annuities, and permanent life insurance do not and cannot create 3D retirement income. We must clearly understand what doesn't work before we can establish what does. In the next chapter, we will discover that the best way to create 3D income is to invest in the stock market. The strategy involves investing 80 to 95% of your retirement portfolio in stock funds. That's right, 80 to 95%, quite a bit more than the 30 to 60% commonly prescribed. We'll unpack all of that over the following few chapters, but I want to touch on one aspect here briefly. Stocks have remarkable growth over long periods, but they don't consistently grow. They are volatile and prone to massive drops in value. And while that may be fine in your 20s and 30s, it feels different to watch the portfolio you're supposed to be living from drop by 30, 40, or even 50%. Let's return to that peaceful fall day where we started this chapter. There were no looming problems in the world. Thousands were getting ready to retire as their nest eggs grew. Everything was on track and looking good. It was October 18th, 1987. The next day, Monday, October 19th, the S&P 500 dropped 22%. A quarter of invested wealth seemed to evaporate overnight. It continued losing for the next 45 days, bottoming out at over 33% down. For no reason, and with no warning, people planning to retire lost a third of their retirement. Could you still retire if you lost a third of your nest egg? Could you stay retired if that happened? Not without a plan. It is dubbed Black Monday, the deepest single-day drop in market history. I cite that drop in particular because of its suddenness and randomness. There was no precipitating event, no global pandemic, no financial collapse, no warning. It just happened. Life does not happen in a straight line, and the market doesn't grow in a straight line. If you don't have a plan, what keeps the next Black Monday, dot-com, financial crisis, global pandemic, or insert crisis here, from destroying your ability to retire successfully and stay successfully retired? We need stocks in our retirement portfolio. Fixed income and insurance products are not enough, but how do we contend with market volatility? All stock investing in retirement must be part of a plan. You must have a proactive strategy for dealing with market crashes. The timing of crashes may be a surprise, but the reality of them surely shouldn't be. You need a plan that is flexible enough to deal with 5 to 10 of them over the course of your retirement. That plan must be in place before you invest in the stock market. Otherwise, you cannot be successful. We cannot see a wait-and-see approach. We must proactively build an option to divert our retirement income source into our plan. All successful investing involves continuously acting on a plan. All failed investing involves constantly reacting to the markets. Let me say that again. All successful investing involves continuously acting on a plan. All failed investing involves constantly reacting to the markets. We cannot be reactionary. We cannot be rigid. We need a plan that will adapt to the changing environment. And I'm not talking about a plan B in case things go south. I mean that plan A includes what to do when things go south. It must be part of plan A. When X happens, we do Y. When V happens, we do Z. It's all part of the plan. 3D retirement income encompasses what we do when the market is up, down, or sideways. Because unlike annuities or permanent life insurance, it's flexible. It flexes better than the stock market. 3D retirement income. When you retire, you need a plan for turning your nest egg into retirement income, and it must have 3 dimensions. Direction, income that rises faster than the cost of living. Duration, income that lasts longer than you and yours. Diversion, income that flexes better than the stock market. So far, we've looked at what doesn't work. It's time to examine what does and why. Chapter 3 Summary. Life doesn't happen in a straight line. We need flexibility in our plan. Unforeseen costs often ruin people's retirement plan. We must expect unexpected expenses. Fixed income cannot produce enough interest to cover a sudden, sizable expense. You may need to dip into principal to pay it, starting a vicious cycle of withdrawals. Annuities provide a rigid, flat income, and you cannot withdraw additional amounts from them. High costs may put undue strain on other assets when so much is tied up in an inflexible annuity. Permanent life insurance adds an ongoing, rigid expense. It is a poor fixed income alternative that costs money to use it. We must invest in stocks for successful retirement. The stock market is highly volatile, and we need a plan to deal with market drops. All successful investing involves continuously acting on a plan. All failed investing involves constantly reacting to the market. We need a plan to generate 3D retirement income. If you enjoyed that, you would love being part of our free membership community. It's called Retire Membership, and it has a host of benefits, all for free. For example, you can always buy my book, 3D Retirement Income, on Amazon. But if you join us at Retire Membership, we will send you either a hard copy or paperback for free, provide the ebook and the audiobook so that you can listen to it if you don't have time to read it. In addition to that, we'll also provide you with a bunch of content that you can't get anywhere else. For example, we have our quarterly Retire Mentorship magazine, which comes out quarterly and has no ads whatsoever. It's just timely content to help you stay the course. We also have workbooks for our free online workshop to help you get the most out of those, flowcharts to help you make better decisions, and a weekly email to provide timely content that you can unsubscribe from at any time. We never ask for any payment information, and we never share your information with anyone else. We just want to provide timely content and help you stay the course to retire successfully and stay successfully retired. There's no reason to wait, so join us now at retiremembership.com, where you can click in the link in the description, and it'll go right there. We can't wait to see you in the community. Cheers. This podcast is educational only and is not investment, tax, or legal advice.